Okay.
So now I know that when you hit the record button, it actually starts.
Yes. Like I did 2 seconds ago. Oh. All right, Fran. Good. We're chilling. Okay.
Yes. We're chilling. Hi.
It's Portia's birthday Eve.
Portia's birthday Eve. I'm so happy. And I have the giggles. But the giggles are good because we've been talking about things.
That are less than giggly.
Less than giggly. So you've been with us for a while. So you know that we try to dissect white women. And we've connected some puzzle pieces today. But that has only made a bigger jigsaw.
But it's one picture. It is one jigsaw puzzle.
Right.
At least.
But it feels like there's a puzzle within a puzzle within.
Right. I don't like this analogy.
Mm-mm.
Because it's flat.
Because it's flat.
Yeah, puzzles are flat.
Right, when I say within, so it's like a square and then another square outside of it, and then.
But isn't it better if it's like a Russian doll then? A little doll and a doll and a doll. Sorry. You know how I get about my analogies.
I understand. It doesn't have to be a puzzle. We'll come back to it. But here's what we were thinking.
It can be a puzzle. It's your birthday tomorrow. I'm sorry. I didn't have to do that. Hashtag growth. I looked at myself. I was like, did you have to? She's just trying to make.
That actually kind of leads right into what we're going to talk about. Yeah. Like, what I said was not, didn't work for you.
Right. But did I need to make it a problem for me? No.
No. And because where was the harm caused?
There was no harm caused. So it was an attempt to communicate something. Me shooting it down does nothing to help people who were learning from it.
Right. Because now we've found ourselves talking about the shooting down of the puzzle.
Right.
And not what the actual puzzle was.
We're not even talking about
the fact
that we have experienced something that represents a bigger thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing, what is that thing? We're now going back and forth about the better analogy.
Right.
In my mind.
Who approached it better, who said it the best. Right. Off topic, we have lost the complete plot.
No, yeah, but... And for some reason, somehow that's also the plot we want to talk about.
Exactly.
Is how we keep losing the plot.
You didn't do that on purpose? I was doing that on purpose. I love this.
Yeah.
But that's exactly it. We just got so off track. And that's what's been happening in the comment sections of primarily White Woman Whisperers videos.
Yeah. You know, all I did was try to help. No,
You duetted and said nothing.
I duetted. So really, I was...
There's a puzzle piece that I... Like, you duetted a white person, a mm-hmm. white woman, correct?
Yep.
Explaining why a message that was given was done the correct way.
Right.
To mitigate harm that had been caused somewhere else.
And how that was counter to a lot of the messaging that had been...
That had already been released.
And maybe what people would think, because she started with, I know this may surprise you, but I support this tactic. Let me explain. Mm-hmm. Based on my expertise.
On my expertise.
And experience.
So what I find very interesting about this, and... We're going to come back to the anti-blackness of this. You duetted it, said nothing, and then your comment section was set on fire with people who disagreed with the person you duetted and the person that you duetted who they were talking about. They filled your comment section with their disapproval. They put you in a position to have to see all of this nonsense.
And the real thing is, like, I was coming in from the outside as well. So, like, think about that. I am watching y'all scramble in a boxing ring, and I'm from the outside going, hey, y'all, someone out here is trying to help or something.
Right.
They got a bullhorn, but you're still not hearing it. I have a louder one. Let me amplify that message because I think you're missing something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's all I was trying to do. And then the immediate is, no, you don't understand. It's what's really happening. Explaining why other people had different reactions, mostly punitive, mostly upset,
right,
mostly personal.
And the dismissal, the dehumanization of the fact that the original harm that was caused by this person was misogyny, abuse in ways, correct? Right?
Right, right.
And so for you to amplify something different and then be told, you're wrong, there's this assumption that you would not experience the behavior that
right.
they're so upset about?
As if, these commenters are the ones who really understand the subject matter at hand.
Right.
You know, narcissism, abuse, any type of misogyny.
All things that you could be on the other side of.
No consideration for the viewpoint I'm coming from that also includes. Instead, it's looked at as I'm commenting on your life.
Right.
But you are not the story.
They did not adhere to that advice of taking it seriously, not personally.
Right.
Because
right.
again, there's so many things that you have talked about and that we've talked about together. The seriously, not personally. The borrowed outrage and the main character syndrome.
Ooh, the borrowed outrage is heavy in there.
Yep. Those are the three things that are really, really happening right now. Like, they are just, they're taking it so personally when they were not personally harmed. They saw harm as a whole.
Right.
But it did not come specifically to you, Debbie, or to you, Margaret, or anything like right. that. It was just there. Then the borrowed outrage of this person's wife or partner that was potentially going through things.
Yeah.
But again, not happening to you. And that's that whole thing. And then the main character situation where you can recognize that harm was caused to somebody else and that it maybe even happened to you at one point. But it's not about you right now.
Right,
right now we're talking about the harm.
Well, so here, I'll just set the basic scene, right? So as a man, self-diagnoses himself a recovered narcissist.
There's so
a
much
white man
there.
Announces on social media, makes a social media platform based on his self-diagnosis of having been recovered from narcissism and abuse that he used to do and no longer does, and that is his platform. You should not be trusting that. That should have red flags. That is a very clearly not a good place to go.
Right.
All right. So you white women noticed that finally, that that's probably not great, and then found proof and then realized he had done all this and now his page is gone and, you know, he's been found out. What we
right.
know about him is mostly because of this anger.
Right.
And I saw some of that on TikTok. You know, I saw the conversations happening. He's like, all right, he did this and he did that. Okay. We got he's bad. Got it. And then I saw it was just a stitch. This expert's talking about Jack, who we have spoken about,
uh-huh.
and he's coming up, trying to reach out to this man and show him a better, because the man made two apologies, both terrible, because he's a narcissist still,
right.
shocking, right?
Right?
And Jack makes a video like, hey, and maybe, I don't know, someone said he was complimentary of the guy's work or something, and a real apology would sound like this, or would look like this. And that's when the white women were very upset at Jack's
response.
Approach?
So
it depends on they were upset.
They were upset.
By Jack's participation, what he chose to do.
To lay this out now, to give a bigger picture to what's happening, I'm listening to this as if the first time I've heard this. So right now I've heard about a man doing something that mm-hmm. caused harm, mm-hmm. a man trying to correct that harm, but not correcting that harm because he's still very self-serving. And then we have another man, a peer, who has stepped forward.
Wait, three men?
No, it's the same man.
Okay, gotcha.
So Robbie and then Jack. And then you have Jack, who is a peer,
who's
coming forward, who is acknowledging that this person is causing harm still.
Right.
And
by doing it in general, we are obviously... Oh, go ahead.
And doing all this, and then trying to redirect his behavior, the behavior which has caused the harm. And now white women are mad at the second guy that tried to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It really comes down to, if he had came forward and stood up for Harvey and said, don't you understand? I'm trying, like he's trying, then they would have been mad at him for standing
yeah.
up for him. Then he comes forward and tries to redirect, tries to give
just something
criticism.
Else. Do something different is what I'm always asking. Just
do something
different. Do something different.
And the very people who are claiming harm to begin with are now mad at that.
And very.
Very mad at that.
Disappointed that basically, you know, I never trusted him. I always got a weird feeling. Throwing, dehumanizing this person now for trying in a way that did not feel good to them.
And the reason why it did not feel good to them is because Jack's feedback was not centering of white women. It was centering of the problem that was caused initially. And that should be concerning. If you
the
have
source
somebody,
of the harm, not what the harm was.
Exactly. Yeah. If you have somebody that is truly trying to be an activist, an advocate, a decolonizer of some sort.
Right.
And they're trying.
I mean, we hear that pretty often.
We hear trying to listen and learn, trying to do better.
Does it sound familiar?
And then you have somebody doing better, and you're upset because you are not prioritized. You are not the focus of it.
Right.
When I talk about removing your ego when you do this work, that's not just for yourself. That's also when other people are doing things. If it's not directly affecting you. And all of these what ifs that they're upset about.
Oh,
what if he takes this? What if he takes this apology and tries to use it? And other okay, he was going to do that anyways.
Yeah.
But now you're still mad.
Don't focus on taking away something the bad guy doesn't want.
Right.
Like, that is the worst use of your time. Instead, go, what would it look like?
What would it look like?
Be different? What could be done? And instead, you're just like, well, not that!
Right. Right.
Tone policing this white man. Have us standing here dissecting white men. I always said don't listen to them. That was my number one.
Your number one rule.
That was my number one rule. Do not listen to white men, right? In socialized, they only serve to detract from progress, just socially.
Mm-hmm.
And then here you go, now you want to just center. We could talk about that forever.
Forever.
You
want to
find another one? There's going to be another one. There's always been terrible men. So, but what about you?
Yeah.
What about you
what
in
you
our
doing?
Comment sections? What about the trauma you're dumping on me because you want me to know why you were upset?
Yeah.
I don't need that.
That does nothing for you, and it does nothing for the bigger picture. It does nothing for the actual harm that was caused. You are still upset about what Harvey did, that you're now upset with anybody that's talking about it that's not saying
what you've said.
What you've said in the exact same way that you said it.
Right. And that's what we're saying about the, I think they expected validation from Jack. They expected a regurgitation of what they've been saying and what the truth is
mm-hmm.
about the situation. And then maybe throw in an offer to help. I saw people saying, oh, the victim should be centered. The victim should be centered in victim work.
Right. This is not victim work.
This is not what this,
this is.
You don't just get to use words you hear that sound morally, like, objective, but they're not.
No.
And how... And then to compare and to say, okay, he did this. There was one other white man who spoke about Robbie Harvey. I didn't see that video, but I know that some women like that one more. Great. You got two. You destroyed one and love the other one. Now what? Who's going to come forward and try now?
Especially when Jack offered his apology. And that was met with disdain.
I knew it would be. And that's why I wish he would have come to me before. I've spoken to Jack and I still believe his intentions are in the right place. Look what he's doing.
Yeah.
Look what he's dealing with. And didn't delete his account. He doesn't need to do any of this.
Mm-mm. But it comes down again to, and this is where we realize we've talked about this, about how white women are truly the most dangerous people that we have to deal with, especially under the umbrella of white supremacy.
Yeah.
Because we have a man that was offering feedback to try to create a solution for a bigger issue, for a systemic issue, essentially.
Right.
And that was told, no, don't do it that way. That is wrong. You are not focusing on the victims. Then when Jack feels that harm was actually caused, he comes forward and apologizes for that. he knew he was wrong.
And that just proves we were right about it anyway.
That just proves we were right. Or he probably doesn't even mean it. So now when Jack's initial message didn't speak to individual harm because individual harm wasn't caused, right? So then when he got the feedback thinking that people were actually harmed, then he speaks to individually harmed, and that is also met with disdain. So white women, what do you want? We know the answer, but that's what it looks like. Like, I do not have me relating to men when they're like, I never know what my wife wants, man.
I know. Stop making it.
I don't want to relate to a white man.
I don't want to be a man sympathizer. But honestly, who raises them?
Who
Y'all can't just choose to be
them?
A victim when it works. You are both.
You are a victim of you're a victim of the monster that you created. You marry them, you fuck them, you birth them,
you report to them,
you report to them,
you don't report them,
you scurry behind them, you send them after other people when you feel like your feelings are hurt.
And then when they don't do the validating thing and approve of your message, especially now that you can weaponize a following.
Now they are.
They will learn their lesson to not do that again. Meanwhile, here's a perspective from two black women who also choose to get on TikTok and educate our oppressor. And are constantly bombarded. And these women who are calling it, I would like to know how many called me ableist. Or watched it happen and didn't scream for the rooftops when I had captions. How many came in and went, genuine question? And isn't it just this? And minimize the harm that was just caused.
Just this.
Constantly minimizing harm caused to try and justify why it's not as big a deal to them in their head.
Mm-hmm.
Intersectionality isn't about knowing that things exist beyond you. It is a vision, is being able to know things inherently because you live those intersections.
Right.
You can't just get intersectionality or be, you have to understand who knows what.
Right.
I will never have the disability, well, not today, on my platform today, to speak to anything Crutches and Spice could speak to when it comes to my analogies. When she was like, I want to add curb cuts in there. Right. I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Right.
Like, I would love
because
to just
hear because that comes from her lived experience.
Speak on it. And I'm going to learn. I'm not going to go, oh, well, I wasn't thinking that because, I mean, I, you know, in my, what? She don't care about any of that?
You know what I think about? Thinking about Imani speaking from her lived experience. When I think about who I've learned from, because I just did a video recently about who you're learning from, and I learned from black women.
Yeah.
I learned from black women. And that's because, you know, leaning back to your comment or your video about community versus group, I learned from black women because I know that not every black woman thinks the same way that I do,
right.
Nor do they expect me to think the exact same way
that, part.
That they do.
That part.
And that's what is allowed, that's what allows community.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas group, and we talked about this earlier, about like y'all white women are keeping yourselves in the gated community because you want to have the HOA life where everybody thinks the same way and they have to think the same way. They are expected to think the same way. And the minute they don't think the same way, it is like they left a flag up in their yard 3 days after when it was supposed to come down, and the HOA came in and said, you have to leave.
You know what the rule of the consensus, this is what we do.
You signed your contract, you know what the rules were, and you know that if you do not follow them, then you are not welcome anymore. How does that sound like community? And how does that not sound like a cult to you?
A group is singularly minded, right? An individual is individually minded. And then a community has a bunch of individuals with individual personalities and individuality to bring to a conversation that has a common thread.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has a different perspective. Some don't touch on the conversation. Some do touch on the conversation. And you won't know until someone comes in and goes, did you ever think about this?
Right.
And then when you haven't, that doesn't mean you were wrong. It just means you haven't. But it's like, when I present to you, hey, do you ever think that you might be displaying exactly what we don't want? And then for you to respond with, but my issue is, what?
In that moment.
What's the goal? Well, his goal wasn't, we don't know his reasons. Why are you trusting white men? I told you not to listen to them. I don't want a white man with white manning. Alert the media.
Surprise.
Moms for Liberty.
What are you guys doing with Moms for Liberty?
They look like you. They sound like you. That you could talk to. You could infiltrate Moms for Liberty.
Like
you could literally just go be in there and disrupt some shit. But instead,
they come back to push back on
you. You're here on my duet telling me why you didn't feel sure or weren't getting it exactly. It's not clicking for me. Why are you telling me that?
On a video where, again, you said
I didn't say
no
anything.
Words.
This is not my expertise. I don't want to be brought into a conversation about this.
Mm-hmm.
That is not my topic for many reasons. I'm dealing with enough from y'all. And now I'm trying to show you what it looks like to be dealing with y'all and then immediately watch you do and be so morally outraged at someone who's doing better than you. right now.
And that's what it comes down to. That's what it comes
he
down to.
He listened to me.
When we, you know, we've talked about like people that say they're doing anti-racism work. They want to be friends with their educators. They want that praise. They want to be seen as doing so good. And so because they saw you commending another white person, that rage, that jealousy, that entitlement to only be the person, the best person in the room.
Yeah.
That's what kicks in. Instead of saying, hey, this person got it right.
Yeah.
Maybe I should try that.
I got a couple comments that were like, whoa, thank you for this. I'm going to halt. I'm going to stop or put a sharp stop to my whatever reactiveness. I'm realizing that this is what, but I really do. What do I do now? There is no next item after punitive justice. That's really it. But a lot of just words about why they feel right in what they did. And fine, I'm telling you what I'm looking at and just which way I liked better. And that seems to be different from your way, which is fine. You can keep doing that.
Right.
But know that it's not really doing anything.
Not at all. And one of the things, like,
actually, it is doing something and it's not doing anything good.
There you go.
It's pissing me off.
You have to try something. You have to get it wrong.
How many men are going to, like, what if some people were thinking about doing? And this is how I started my page. I was like, I'm not going to have you tone policing me on my page because I'm not going to let other black women see that. And you have to know that there's a consumer privilege to even that. Or like with captions, I was like, I'm not backing down because I am not going to have black women be thinking about going on TikTok and then be like, oh gosh, if even she can be, you know, you can't get anything right. And no. And I had so many people, so many black women be like, I love seeing you just hold your ground and not. And just speak your truth.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be as loud as you want. It doesn't make you right.
Right.
And you're loud and you're passionate. Okay. But at the end of the day, do you want this material or not?
Mm-hmm.
Because he either makes the video or he doesn't. Yeah. I would rather him make the video. And then, yes, now we have this discourse. And now there are people who are seeing it from a different way. And that's why it needed to be public. Because it's weird. It should have been private, so I didn't have to see it. So I wouldn't have made this mistake, which is really what I think it is.
That's what it comes down to. Because
I think it's like, then I wouldn't be embarrassed by this. Or feeling a negative anything. It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Nothing to be embarrassed about.
It was your reaction. But now that I'm showing you a little bit something you could maybe think about.
That whole doing
you have been this person.
Mm-hmm.
Growth. And Jack, now he's not a person worth anything. But guess what? They still live. They're still out here.
Everybody's
when you
fine.
Discard them, they're still among us. We have to deal with them. That's why we have the patience to deal with you. Because I would love to just throw all white women away. Not really. I love you, Mom. But I'm just...
So
I mean, listen.
Balance.
This is
balance.
It's not the feasible option.
Right.
You can't throw them all to Australia.
You can't. It just comes again, and this is where just so much talking and draft, because every realization that I make creates another headache of what the fuck, right? Mm-hmm. Like the whole, what do you want?
Yeah.
To be the main character, but to never actually be helped, but to always need to be helped.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's the perpetual state of damsel in distress, right? Like, after that's happily ever after, but what's it? We don't know what that is.
No, because...
That's when it's terrible.
Right.
But we don't have to worry about that, because that's the after. That's not for our eyeballs. But I'm going to need y'all to look and see what happens after, because it's not great.
You have to look
and that's what reality TV gave us, is the happily ever after. Nope.
No.
You get to the reunion, and they're like, better than ever, Andy. We are doing better than ever.
3 weeks later.
You know what? They love this one. We love each other more now... Than the
before.
Day we got married.
Vicky and Don Gumbel said, I'm looking
all
at you.
All the time. Over and over. We love each other more now. David and Shannon. A bunch of them. I'm telling you.
All of them.
But that doesn't make it true.
No.
And you might as well just give it. You can't just say it enough until it becomes true. Sometimes you got to be like, all right, maybe I should let go of
I got to let go of something. But also, all this is doing, all of this pushback in your comment section is a huge version of inaction.
Yeah.
And this is clicking. Inaction is an action, and this is true, because all of that back and forth, chirping back and forth with no point other than hear me and I can be right. You're exhausted. So you feel like you've done something. Mm-hmm. I know that you've typed up that 4-comment thread and then put your phone down and said, I did something there. I'm tired. You didn't actually do it anything.
Especially if you start with, I agree completely or 100% agree. I agree with this part. There's nothing to agree with.
No.
There is literally nothing to agree with.
No.
I am saying how I feel. You don't get to agree or disagree. I'm feeling like you guys don't understand where you're sitting and what you're doing and how little you're actually achieving. And how triggering it is to watch you be so morally outraged and use the language of oppression.
The language that we've taught you.
The anger at the 5 minutes you've been here. And now all of a sudden you're going to tell other people how to ally. What happened?
You just got here.
You literally just got here.
You just got here.
What did you sound like 3 years ago?
And they're responding from all of these big feelings because, again, they have made themselves the main character, which makes them the person receiving all of the harm.
It's also the main character on their page, which gets confusing, maybe, I guess. But wake up. Mm-hmm. You're not the main character, period.
No.
You don't get to be the main character in another person's harm caused to other in general outside.
That is borrowing all of the outrage. That is no different. I don't even want to give an analogy, but...
I said to someone, where's the harm caused? And someone said, you're saying women and children aren't... Like, that was the... I said, who is? Those aren't people. Oh, you would want me to name names. What? By Jack's video? Well, no, they're not really talking. It doesn't matter, because this is the most urgent, important thing right now. But if you never scrolled on it...
And the problem with that type of thinking, you know, the problem with not zooming out, when you get so hyper-focused on this one thing where your big feelings are focused on, and you're not actually doing anything other than bitching and complaining about how this one thing upset you, then this bigger thing just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Meanwhile, you're sitting here in the corner pouting because your feelings got hurt with no harm caused to you.
Nope. But you're causing harm now to me.
Well, that can't be acknowledged.
No, that's because I am already here. They're entitled to this. And then when I post the videos and then people ask me, well, genuine question, but what about, I'm not a therapist. I'm none of these things. I gave you what I gave you. Mm-hmm. There's no answer. Shut up. Get a journal. Like, pretend it didn't happen if it stresses you out this much.
Imagine, that's a great point. Imagine if everybody that was in your comment section that was upset about Jack's response, if they had instead written that out where somewhere you can keep, where it's right in front of you, not where you have to open up an app and go back and find the comment, where it's just right there. Do you know how much stuff I redirect myself on by actually writing it?
Yeah. And people are like, I told someone in the journal, I was like, I've already documented.
Documented?
Yep. That was the immediate response. And I saw he made videos. I'm not watching them because what? What?
Documented.
And that immediate response, I've already documented it, if that's what you're trying to say, blah, 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 blah. Why are you talking to me? Why are you here?
Documented.
I'm trying to help. I'm just throwing y'all a bone of like, hey, maybe gravitate this way. I've been telling the whole time, I'm trying to shape the path. I try to keep y'all from going off the road. And then when you're going to be mad at me?
Lately, the road has been an ATV course.
They're like actively harming me in my comments by explaining themselves and their trauma over and over again. Which was why the harm, that's the harm.
So harm that they didn't actually experience. They're like, I'm going to borrow from over here. Again.
And because they're saving imaginary women and children of everywhere.
Meanwhile, fuck you.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. That's exactly it. Mm-hmm. I am so worried about who could potentially feel some type of pain in the future.
And
maybe possibly.
Me speaking
and I could
it,
fix it. Mm-hmm. You'll be fine.
Yeah. The black woman saying that I'm triggering her from the violence in my words doesn't get it.
How many times have we been told that? What do you mean violent language?
Yeah. She doesn't, you don't know the context. Can I show you the context? That's why this is more important than what you're saying.
The dehumanization of it all. Hey, Rebecca, you set aside your feelings. I'm going to go ahead and tell you more and more why I don't agree with you. Like this.
Yeah. Because this white man has just been terrible to us. Oh, really? How do you think he's been to the black people around him? You know, these people live outside of your home, too. You know who raises these people? The people that look like you. What? Yeah, we know.
That's that full, that right there is the intersectionality leaving the body because yeah. They don't understand. When we tell you that you are missing the actual bigger picture, it's because we are acknowledging the fact that it can happen to us. That's a piece that you guys
does,
are listening.
And that you are doing it. That you are the cause of it happening to us. And then for you to go and be like, how dare this man minimize the harm caused to the other people? And I'm telling you, hey, that is minimizing your harm that you cause. And they're like, well, but you don't understand.
Oh my God.
Because he made jokes and she and they're, yeah, he was a white man. He's a white man doing white man things. Oh, how do you think that happened? You know what really will stop it? You being upset.
And doing
and shutting me down for trying to help you reframe it in a way that might actually get you somewhere. And now I'm defending myself? I don't know this man. How many times do I have to say, who are you talking to? Or who are you talking about? Just the blind. And remember last time we were talking about how they couldn't make it through a whole video to see this man because they were the victims of this video of him going, periods aren't real. I've never seen a woman's genitals. Please still get, no, yep. Still get people. This man has never been with a woman. You couldn't make it to the end of the video to realize what he was saying was about us.
Right.
It was not about you. But you stopped when you were the main character. Even though this is a ridiculous thing, there was no sense in the world for me to post that. They, like, all the context clues would say there's a bigger message here.
Uh-huh.
But no.
No.
Because obviously it's about me. And this man, I'm going to send him my... Okay, thanks for telling me you don't... Like, yeah, I know it's TikTok. But I'm just saying you're showing yourselves. And you need to see yourselves. 100%.
They are.
The same thing with main character syndrome of the other video. Just, yes, men always talk over me. Well, maybe you should teach them to listen better when they're kids.
When we talk about, like, solutions and everything, what has been achieved by their outrage? What has been achieved? So black women get outrage and we do something with it.
Yeah.
You're here doing this. I'm here doing this. Other black women are doing something because we have rage. We have outrage. We have feelings. We have harm. We've been traumatized and we
want to prevent for others.
We want to prevent it from happening. Cause again, liberation for us is liberation for all. Y'all have outrage and you scream about your outrage to the people that you have caused harm to and then don't do anything with it.
And just the harm that's only been caused to
just
you.
Just the harm that's only been caused to you.
Not the system.
Not the system, just you.
This one individual is exactly like the person you experienced. So now this is the highest priority and no one can tell you anything about how you behave in response to seeing that.
Right.
Because that's your response and you were victim. Guess what?
And nothing is done. Like,
right.
When you say do something, there's nothing done.
That's why I keep saying do something different. I'm always saying, like, do something different. Do something different. I literally mean that.
Yeah.
I just mean do something different. When you have a sudden urge and that feels natural, question that.
Question
your urges and take a beat. It's on TikTok. It will still be there. And if it's not still there, that's the lesson.
That's another lesson.
Like, just... It does not need, nothing needs anything from you right now.
No, that's the brilliance of TikTok. It's not a conversation you're having back and forth. Like you and I are talking right now. If you say something, I can still sit with it, but it's immediate.
Right.
And it's not going anywhere. So you could say these words to me, and if we weren't recording this, I would not know exactly what you said verbatim. If you do a video, then I can come back to it and say, this is what she said, this is what she said, and I come back again. This is what we're telling you. This sense of urgency, but it's also a sense of urgency to run in a circle because you guys race to do nothing.
Yeah.
You race to do Nothing. All you do is you spin yourself in a circle, in a circle, in a circle. And they get there so quick, but they just stop. Again, that's the exhaustion of inaction being inaction.
Yeah.
This is why they feel...
Like I was saying with shorts, I was like, it takes... Yeah, that was the shorts video. It takes so much more work to speak and still say nothing that's impactful.
Uh-huh.
In any way, because you don't want to disrupt too much. Why don't you just have an opinion? Just try that. Have your opinion. Don't have an opinion. Have an opinion that you don't need to have one. And then be quiet. It's TikTok. There's billions of people on it.
Billions. And they're still outside.
And like, your position is not greatly different. If you're angry about Jack's thing, it's not going to be greatly different than another person that's really angry about Jack's thing. Because there's only one character that's going to be upset about it.
Right.
And if that's only one character that's yelling about something, that's your cue to question the validity of your big complaint.
Mm-hmm.
If only white women are very upset, zoom out. Take a beat.
And that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
This has been, like, this situation has been very enlightening to how little... I don't want to say how little y'all have learned, because we've given volatility. You so much. It's how little they are doing anything productive with what we are giving you.
Right. Knowing something, it does not go directly to action. It does not lead to action.
It doesn't. You have to take it, but...
You have to wait when it's uncomfortable. This is the uncomfort.
Exactly. Like the asking... just going directly to rage. Going directly to rage... When everything we've said is to take a beat.
Right.
To take a beat. We are here. We are here because so much stuff has been...
So many things to be mad about. And you're going to be like, I'm going to hyper-focus on this active one right now that's very specific to
Meanwhile,
me.
Meanwhile, outside is still happening.
Outside, like, has never stopped happening.
Let's talk about this. You know, we don't talk about politics a ton, but this is good for the white women because they're so focused on what a man did incorrectly. You've got Ron DeSantis that's cutting off, like... perpetual alimony or something like that, basically taking money out of women's pockets because they're pushing for forced marriages and not being able to get divorced.
White man
to
white man.
So this is what's happening outside.
Yeah.
And then you've got one that's trying to do something.
Yeah.
Trying. And you're like, fuck you.
Take him down.
But they'll likely vote for that fucker.
Yeah. Because he's confident. And whatever. He doesn't care what the... He doesn't, you know.
You guys have to stop. You have to stop.
There's so many women supporting that man. You could be attacking for supporting that man that look like you. Also, you could actually do something about it. That's why he's doing what he's doing. You're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing that.
Moms of Liberty again.
I just right here in my head, I can see him. I just today saw a video of Moms for Liberty in a big conference center. Oh, dang it. And she's like, yeah, we've been quoting Hitler. I stand
by
her.
Was that the Philly show?
The what?
The Philly event that they were at.
Maybe. It was Blackout that posted it.
Then, yeah.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Quotes Hitler. I stand with that mom. That was 18 hours ago. She said, a mom, in a recent newsletter,
I saw
a mom
newsletter.
Quotes Hitler. Uh-huh. I stand with that mom.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've got Jack. We've got a lot of people. That sounded like a whole audience.
A whole...
Yeah. Clapping!
Clapping.
Clapping! So, as a black Jewish woman, I would please like for you to turn your attention to your brethren.
Right.
Or sister, and I don't know how that works.
Your people.
Yeah.
Just your people.
They look like you, go get them. That's what he's doing. That's what I wanted you to do.
Yeah.
Not turn it around and use it against.
Jack did everything. I love her so much. She
when
is
I get hyped, Frank is hype.
But Jack is doing everything and this, I want this statement to really land. Jack is doing everything that y'all have claimed to be trying to do.
Yes.
Jack is doing everything that y'all have been claiming to listening to. What Jack has done is he's listened, he has absorbed, he put what he learned into action, and when met with feedback, he then went to a Black woman again to say, did I get this wrong? Everything that Jack has done is directly from the education of being an anti-racist and somebody who's working through decolonization. Jack did everything we would want a quote-unquote student to do. Right. He is a human.
He's not acting humanity.
Yes, he's human, and he's not acting like this is just a project. He's not acting like this is some escape room type bullshit. Right. He's acting like this is his lifestyle.
Yes, he cares about the outcome. He cares that if harm was caused or not. But he is also aware that this mentality, and that's a lot to take on, especially with the, they're so loud, mm-hmm. and they use such triggering language to prove why that shouldn't be there.
Right.
And how dare you? Like, they do the whole, I would never say this thing to you as they say this thing to you.
Mm-hmm.
You want to prove why he's a problem by doing that thing in my comment section?
Right.
Am I not?
How many times have women said, all he says to me is like, he just tries to trick me with saying I don't understand what he's saying. And that's literally what they're saying.
Yeah. And the
you misunderstood me.
Explaining an element to me as if that's, but I'm misunderstanding. I agree with this. Why are you in a position to agree or not agree? Why do you think your thing, well, why do you, when people talk, you just think you're just floating over, yes, no, check mark, no, what?
This is what? Like, the situations like this remind me again that white women are fully unaware of the fact that there is not any experience that they could explain that we would not know about.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, you really think there's literally anything you could explain to me that will be,
there's nothing.
White men, have you read? Okay.
But it's the truth. There's not a situation that can be explained to us that we have not experienced.
There's one more I think I want to play. Well, it's so far back. Destiny Stark. I think that's her name. Destiny, the two E's. If anybody is listening and wants to follow her. Because there's a draft I'm holding on to. But she's, it's like from like 1852. They're quoting like, anything a person of color, then it's a person of color. There's like a colored person says is met with question. There is no assumption that they make, no, even of their own experience.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't think that I have these experiences because I haven't shared them.
That's it, because you don't make yourself the main character.
Right.
Because when somebody explains something to you, you don't have to try to trump that situation by explaining it.
Right. I don't need to justify anything I say because I know it is my feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't know it, I'm not going to speak on it. But if you half know things a bunch, there you end up.
Right.
It's very disheartening, and I hope to, after some time and people take a couple days, that
they'll either get to it or they won't. But it's again, so very interesting how quickly Black women are dismissed.
Yep.
When your feelings get hurt. And if your response to your feelings getting hurt by harm that is not directly caused to you, if you get your feelings hurt by something that is said, and that is enough for you to say, I don't want to listen to you anymore, then you really need to reckon with yourself. Did you ever actually plan on listening to that person? Or did you just like the fluff pieces? Or did you like it only when they were discussing somebody else?
Yep. That's
so where you could say, I would never do that.
Because those people.
Those
right?
people. That's the othering situation. So if you are in this just to feel good about yourself or to feel better than somebody else, then let me assure you, you are at step one. Not two, not five. Step one. Step one. You have to be okay with getting your feelings hurt by understanding that the person that you oppress is taking the opportunity to teach you.
Like, what? I can't find it without one here.
Yes.
We've never been trusted to speak to our own lives and experiences, and the fact that we've raised you and
everything
and that's... manage around you all the time, every day, and you didn't know until maybe last year.
Remember, like a year ago, I made a video and I was like, I'm tired of using analogies. I just want you to listen.
Yeah.
That's speaking truth to my own experience.
Yeah.
It only lands if I make an analogy.
Right. If you remove it from your life experience.
From my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just something. Because if I remove it from my life experience, then it could possibly be something that
then they're the main character.
And that's not activism. That's not advocacy. That's not caring about somebody.
That won't happen when you're uncomfortable.
Right.
Like those. I think the draft's on my head.
You can't, like, you just cannot, like, I think the biggest thing is, like, you just can't say that you're you're an advocate for anybody if your ego is so large that your feelings come first.
They don't think their egos are large. So no. That would be another people thing. But if you don't listen to Black women when you're upset at something, because listen to Black women isn't sometimes. It's literally listen to Black women. That's what I do.
All the time.
Y'all come for me all the time. I'm never going to have an issue until a Black woman tells me I got an issue. It's real easy.
Yeah. Yes.
Who gets my best interests at heart? Black women.
What were you saying? Like you said earlier, we said that white men tone police, or they've been said that they tone police Black women, but it's not actually...
No, white women tone police a Black woman. White men just don't listen to us or, like, see us, or they do, and it's a very sexual way, or it's, you know,
it's
help
hypersexualized
or something.
Hypersexualized
or as the help. So, really, tone police is all you, and you all are showing it. Because now you can't really do it to us as much if you're aware. Uh-huh. But a man came...
Yep.
And did something and said something. It sounds exactly like you're talking
That's
to me.
That's 100%. Yes. Yes. They're like, oh, I found the workaround.
I understand what he was trying to do, but he should have done it different. What? How did that help? Then you do it. Show. Demonstrate. Lead by example. That's what he's doing. That's
exactly
what I'm doing. You got to start somewhere. You can't look good and get better at the same time.
Critique without a plan for something different is just words.
Yeah. Like I just didn't like this.
It's that critique without a plan is just criticism. And criticism comes from a place of judgment.
Yeah.
Critique comes from a place of planning or hope.
Right. It's like growth can happen, but to just throw someone and say, I knew I was waiting for him. I heard that people was like, I was waiting for him to slip up. This is a... I'm done with y'all.
This makes me want to have like another conversation about restorative justice.
Yeah.
And how...
I hate giving them these words because they don't know.
No. But how they're so against it.
Yeah.
White feminism will negate restorative justice every single time.
Yeah.
That's another conversation.
Right.
They've got to get out of their own way with the white feminism first. Because here's what happened. This very example right here. This man got you upset and y'all moved so quickly from intersectional feminism to white feminism. I mean, it moved that quickly. It just took one man. It took a man. It took a white man upsetting y'all to say, fuck intersection. Let's go back to white feminism.
This is our time! This is our time!
It's like Tina from Bob's. Bob's Burgers. And she's just like, ah, you know that one where she, not Tina, wait,
Louise,
yes, where she's like, ah, the fire's behind her. But that's what it took. Like, that's disgusting to say out loud and to hear, but a white man,
one
white man was like, fuck intersectionality.
And
the most disrespected person
in
America.
And then they go get so specific with this is what it should have been, but you don't hear yourself.
Like all that energy to pinpoint where
you
could have
just not. Did you know silence was available?
On the menu.
It is always an option for you.
Like it's usually the top one too.
You chose 3 minutes over zero.
Chose 4 comments.
For what? But like why? What is it like if I don't do this? what? Because when I felt like if I don't do this, something, I felt like I needed to share that. I didn't feel like that video was getting seen enough, and I felt like I was really unhappy with what I was seeing. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I needed to do that because I thought it was a good thing for conversation. I'm glad I did it, but God damn it! Mm-hmm. Why? Mm-hmm. No day? Not a couple, not an hour? There's no benefit of the doubt given that I might actually just be telling you the truth of my experience.
Well, no.
It's like, well, but how do you say this? But I'm with Tammy, and Tammy said this, and this black woman said this. Oh.
Yeah. Also, that's that layer, that thing right there, pitting black women against each other, because one woman said it nice enough for you.
We will never. What we say does not contradict each other. Mm-mm. And when I duetted Gene Lee and someone's like, I don't understand like how you seem to feel so differently about Jack. You both have, I was like, this is not about Jack!
Oh my God.
I just don't get it. Well, maybe you need to journal it more. I think that's the one who was like, I documented already. Like, I'm telling you I agree.
Right.
And now you are questioning how that can be based on how you just heard it.
They are they can't believe it's their perception of what
I'm saying. And like,
that is wild. You are agreeing, and they're like, are you sure?
Multiple times, and there was another one, someone who duetted me. It's like, I'm so many creators I agree with and follow have such different takes. I'm just
form a thought. Take all of the things and formulate a thought.
Like, what?
The fact that they're so quick to deny what you're feeling.
Only one can be right.
Right.
Like a black negates a black. What are you talking about?
Group versus community.
Yeah. They're like, the black group is in consensus. They haven't formed consensus.
Because we are not saying everything the exact same way. How can we possibly be in agreement?
Yeah. No, this is what a community looks like. It's a bunch of people saying a bunch of different shit, but somehow we all understand each other. Somehow we all know, you know, what's that one question you gonna ask before you decide, yes, I'm going there. Who all gonna be there? We've never done that.
We've never done that. And yet.
I've been thinking about that because I saw this video. It's just like people just going, what's this one question? And how do we all just know that?
Right.
We just do.
It's community. People who've never met.
You grew up in Omaha, Nebraska. And you're 10 years older than me, and I'm from North Jersey, and we are different people. And
we've also only known each other a little over a year.
Yeah. Not crazy.
Happy
anniversary. And that's community. Oh, yeah.
But that's community.
And you guys ruined my 300,000 achievement.
They did! Uh-huh. Because how the fuck were you going to celebrate that in the midst of this?
Yeah.
It got it
like in between annoying, like that video, but that had like, the comments on it.
Because you had 299, and then boom.
While I'm trying to explain why I'm being triggered by this action, and I get 300,000. I'm just gonna write a screenshot.
Congratulations on 300,000.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a number. It's you know, the reason I don't like, I guess, celebrating the numbers is because like whenever I see someone celebrating a number, it makes me think about mine.
That's
and then it goes straight to like, what does this mean by? Yeah.
Oh, puppy, you're too close to the mic. That's Fran. Please enjoy the Fran intermission.
I think Fran might have to go. She's not gonna stop.
No.
Do you want to give them an action item or?
Yes, I do want to give them an action item.
Okay.
I need you all. There's so many things right now. I like watching Fran. The first thing is to I have a journal prompt, actually. It's an action item in a journal prompt. I want you to think about the statement that we made, that all it took was a white man saying something that y'all didn't agree with to completely release your intersectional feminism. I want you to think about that. I also want you to think about and to write about what main character syndrome looks like to you, and realize that you're reading into a mirror, and think about what you can do to stop doing that. Is your work about yourself, or is it about dismantling systems? There you go.
Look at her lip.
And Fran has like her little lip.
A little tufty lip. It's my favorite thing. It's still there a little bit. Say hi.
That was a nice little sniff. That was
yeah.
good.
That's all you're gonna get. This is my favorite.
Oh, maybe she just needed that. She needed to help you regulate.
She's like, you need to calm down, Mom. You need some heavy weight on you.
Emotional support animal.
Yes. All the she's the worst, huh? What? She's a good bubble.
She's just a good little loaf of bread. Hi, pumpkin. Yeah. But again, congratulations to you on 300,000.
Happy birthday to Portia.
Thank you so much. We had fun today. I've got some snips that'll come up. You guys will hear this after the birthday video has been posted. But
oh, yeah. We had a good time. This felt... I feel better. I feel like we had to get this.
Yeah. We're coming back to this. Because... Yeah.
I mean, this will be constant because... what?
Y'all are ever...
What was this?
This was... There's going to be something. Somebody else is going to do something. This is what I want you to think about. Here's why we get off track. This is why we get off track. This is why we keep coming back to the beginning. It's because y'all are so focused on finite things as opposed to larger picture. So when that happens, when the next thing happens, you guys get focused on that finite thing and not the bigger picture. So if we stop letting one individual situation encompass so much of our time and instead think about the behavior that should be addressed, we can keep moving on with what we need to do. I like it.
I like it too.
All right.
Until next time.
Bye.